Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. Today is January the 24th, and our Bible reading is from Exodus chapters 19 to 21. We are to guard a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. In the third month after the children of Israel had left Egypt, they have now reached the wilderness of Sinai. God had fulfilled the first part of his original plan that he had revealed to Moses from the burning bush, that they would serve God on Mount Sinai. As part of the preamble of God's expectations from his people, he called Moses up to the mountaintop and told Moses to convey to the children of Israel a few things that they should never forget, which we read in Exodus chapter 19 verses 3 to 6. Let us check out what God's plan was for the children of Israel then and what his plans are for us now as the new spiritual Israel. Number 1. They were never to forget what God did to the Egyptians, how he troubled Pharaoh and the Egyptians with the 10 plagues, including the death of their firstborn during the last plague, and finally destroyed Pharaoh and his choice army in the Red Sea. We should never forget that God has already destroyed the powers of Satan through his death on the cross. Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Number 2. They were always to remember that God bore them on eagle's wings, protecting them from the attacks of the Egyptian army and providing them bread, meat and water in the wilderness. We should always remember that God both protects us and provides for us daily in more ways than we can count. Number 3. They were to reflect how God brought them to himself by allowing them to visualize his glory and grandeur on Mount Sinai. God wanted the children of Israel to be drawn to him to worship. Jesus Christ has broken the middle walls and has drawn us to the throne of grace so we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews 4 verse 16. And number 4. They were always to understand their newly obtained status with God, a special treasure, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. This is how Apostle Peter describes our status in Christ. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. As we live in this world, let us never forget what God has done for us in the past. Always remember what God is doing for us today and always understand our position in God's kingdom. We are to God a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.